A few weeks ago, we invited our social media followers to share the best pickleball advice that they've been given. Wow, did you respond? This is going to be the first in a series of podcast episodes. I'm not quite sure how many, we'll see. But we're going to talk about the advice that people were given, that they shared with us. Some of it is fantastic, and others, well, not so great. But we're going to unpack it all, right here, on Pickleball Problems. Welcome to Pickleball Problems. I'm your host, Mark Renison. Today, we are talking about pickleball advice that you may have been given. We asked you, our followers, our listeners, the people who read our stuff on thirdshotsports.com or our Facebook or watch our TikTok videos, the people who are part of Pickleball Coaching International, all of you people, we said, hey, give us some pickleball advice. What do you think was good advice that you were given that you can now share with us? So let's get right to it. So one of the ones that came in that I really wanted to tackle here on the show is this. Practice more than you play and always watch the ball. Okay, now personally, I think this counts as two pieces of advice. Ooh, that was a tough one to say. I think this counts as two pieces of advice, but I think we can address both of them. So first, practice more than you play. I mean, I guess my question would be, why? What assumptions are built into this suggestion? To me, the obvious assumption here is that people want to improve their pickleball games. And that's possible. There are lots of people who go out there and want to get better. They're actively working to improve, to go from being a 2.5 to a 3.0 or a 3.5 to a 4.0. But not everybody feels that way. I have definitely seen that in the pickleball world, there are lots of people that could not care less about actually getting better. They go out for all sorts of different reasons. They go to play fun or socialize, or they get exercise, get out of their house. So I think this whole practice more than you play thing, there's a bias here, right? There's an assumption, which is that people want to get better. Maybe they want to become more competitive. Now, if you do want to improve your skills, I would tend to agree with this, the whole practice more than you play suggestion. With one caveat, it's important that you practice effectively. It matters that when you go out on the court, you're not just hitting balls, but you're being deliberate. You've got a clear training plan. You know what you're working on. You know why you're working on it. It also means using the kinds of drills and activities that will actually help you to get better. I see a lot of the time people out there who think they're practicing, but they're just kind of hitting balls. It's not really a lot of thought behind it. That's not practicing. At least that's not good practicing. So I've written before about the importance of thoughtful training. It's not just a matter of practicing or putting time where you're not playing games in on the court, but it's about putting in those high quality, meaningful reps in very specific areas in a very specific way so that you can get better. Now, the second tip here from this listener, reader, watcher, observer, is that the person playing pickleball, you should watch the ball. Now, for this, I'm a little ambivalent because, of course, you've got to watch the ball. It's a small moving object that's flying toward you, often at a high rate of speed. It's important to concentrate. It's important to be attentive to the ball. But often what happens is that high rate of speed, it literally makes it impossible to see the ball hit the paddle. It's simply too fast. Sometimes people say, oh, watch the ball all the way to the paddle. Well, you cannot. Sometimes it is just too fast. But let's assume for a second that you did have superhuman vision. Let's see, even if it is fast when you're receiving a third shot drive when you're up at the net, let's just assume that you could watch the ball all the way to the paddle. In fact, there are moments where you should not be watching the ball. Our good friend, senior pro player, coach, Dane Gingrich, he's written a lot on the topic of watching the ball, kind of controversially. I've seen most of it on Facebook. And he's been writing about when you should not watch the ball. Back in late January, I think it was January 26th, 2024, he wrote a post on Facebook. I will quote it. Quote, players can respond quicker by watching their opponent's movements than they can by watching their partner make contact. What he was talking about was something called tracking. Tracking the ball. You're told you should always watch the ball, right? Watch the ball go across the net. Watch the ball come back onto your side of the net, even when it's going to your partner. And what Dane was doing was making the argument that maybe we shouldn't always be watching the ball. Maybe we don't need to watch the ball as our partner's getting ready to hit it. Maybe there's something else to pay attention to, namely our opponents. I think he makes a good point about this. There are definitely times where not watching the ball makes more sense than keeping your eye on it all the time. So there you go. That's piece of advice number one. We've got two more to tackle, and we're going to do those in just a moment. Hey there, it's Mark. If you are a pickleball instructor or you would like to become one, why not check out Pickleball Coaching International? Pickleball Coaching International, or as we like to call it, PCI, is an innovative instructor certification program for pickleball. And what's really great about what we do at PCI is you don't have to travel for work, you don't have to miss pickleball tournaments, you don't have to miss school, you don't have to stay in fancy hotels, or not fancy hotels because they're still so expensive anyway. No, all the PCI instructor certification program is all offered online. As soon as you sign up at pcipickleball.com, you're sent all the materials, you go through the training virtually, and when you are ready, you hit the pickleball court, you record yourself on the court coaching, working with players, talking about technique, introducing drills in a way that's safe and fun and effective, and then you send them all in to be evaluated. It's a really effective way and a really efficient way to go through your instructor certification. So if you like this idea, if you're interested in what we're doing at Pickleball Coaching International, head over to pcipickleball.com today. PCIPickleball.com, Pickleball Coaching International. We make good coaches even better. Welcome back to Pickleball Problems. I'm your host, Mark Renison. Today, we're talking about some advice that our followers gave us that they thought was really good. And I get to weigh in on whether I think it's good as well. So the next piece of advice someone gave was have fun. Have fun. I like this one. It's an interesting piece of advice. Because can you really make yourself have fun? You know, the same way that you can make yourself sprint or make yourself work on your third shot drop or make yourself try to have a better backhand return of serve. Can you just work on it? Can you make that happen the way you can do those other things? Can you simply will fun into existence? Or is fun something that just kind of happens to you? I tend to think of fun as something that kind of creeps up on you from the outside, that you are the recipient of. And you're the benefactor of fun, rather than the creator. But philosophical musings aside, I guess whether this is good or bad advice, in my opinion, also depends on what the goals of the player are. If you're playing recreationally, and your main priorities are to enjoy yourself, then yeah, prioritizing fun over everything else makes a lot of sense. But what if your goals are different? What if you're looking to, lose weight, become more mobile? What if you want to improve your technical skill or mental focus? In these cases, fun would be nice, but it may not be the most important goal. Maybe it's not even a goal at all. Look, improvement requires challenge, and it requires discomfort. And both of those things can be quite, unfun at times. Nobody typically enjoys hitting a ball into the net again as they're learning a new skill, or exhausting themselves grinding away in the heat as they train so they can improve their stamina for an upcoming tournament. While these things may be rewarding, I don't think we would typically call them fun. At least not in the normal sense of the word. But if you want to get significantly better as a player, you have to be willing to do this work, whether it's fun or not. So the advice to have fun, philosophical challenges notwithstanding, it's good advice in a purely recreational context. But it becomes a little more tenuous if players start to have goals connected to their pickleball. This episode of Pickleball Problems is brought to you by Selkirk TV. Selkirk TV, it is an awesome pickleball app. It is totally free. You can get it wherever you get your apps. If you want to watch the pros play pickleball, if you want to see instructional content, if you want to see fun stuff, light stuff, more heavy stuff, if you want to see shows I've done out there, get the Selkirk TV app today. You will not be disappointed. I promise they're always adding new content. I love watching. Every time I go to the Selkirk TV app, there's something new out there. You can watch live tournaments. You can see past matches. You can see all sorts of stuff. So wherever you get your apps for your phone or for your smart TV, go check out Selkirk TV today. Selkirk TV, Selkirk Sport. We are pickleball. Today on Pickleball Problems, we're talking about advice that you gave us. And then I get to weigh in on what I think about it. Last one I want to talk about here, at least for this episode of the show, is the advice we were given by someone to slow down. Now, I see this advice a lot. I'm always so curious what the person means by it. What does it mean to slow down? Look, the ball is coming at you at whatever speed it is coming, often coming at you very fast. And there's a good chance that if you slow down, if you go slower, the ball is going to pass you by. It's not going to end well. So is that really what the person means when they say slow down? Or are we talking about something different? Are we talking about slowing down mentally? Are we talking about calming down? Is that what that means? Are we asking players to become less frantic on the court? To become more relaxed? I don't know, maybe there's a tactical element here. Maybe slowing down actually means being more patient with your shot selection. Maybe the advice is about hitting the ball literally slower, playing more drops, playing more dinks, playing more soft shots. Maybe it means moving the paddle through space slower so you can hit those slower balls. I don't know. But honestly, to me, slow down, it's bad advice, mainly because it's so vague. I think if you're going to tell someone to slow down, the onus is on you to be more clear about what that means. What kind of slowing down are you talking about? Because I don't know about you, but if you haven't noticed, the game of pickleball, it's not slowing down. It's actually speeding up. All right, that music tells us we're getting close to the end of the show. This was just the first in a series of episodes where we are going to take the advice that you gave us and I am going to respond. I would love to know what you thought about the advice today. Did I get it right? Did I get it wrong? Why not let me know? Send me a note. Mark@thirdshotsports.com is a good way to get in touch. Of course, you can find us on all the social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter even. X, I guess it is now. I would love for you to send us a note to any of those. Check out the rest of the stuff we're doing. As always, good thanks to our friends over at Selkirk Sport. They make awesome pickleball equipment, and we talked about the Selkirk TV app. You should definitely check it out. Pickleball Coaching International. If you want to be a pickleball instructor, check it out. PCIPickleball.com today. Pickleball Coaching International. We make good coaches better. Do you have advice? I'd love to know what it is. Why not send me a voice note? Just open the voice note app on your phone. All phones have them. Send me that voice note. Record your voice. Maybe we'll play it here on the show. Send it to mark@thirdshotsports.com. Until next time, go out there, collect that advice, some good, some bad, share it with me, whatever you're doing. Have a great time with pickleball. We'll talk to you soon.